A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Brachas Ches, Brachas 8a, pagination page 15, from the wide lines, which are about 15 lines from the top, we're going to count into the wide lines about 15 lines. At the end of the line, there's a two dots, and then Alzos Yispalil Kol Chassid. The Gemara dealing with davening in advance of a need quotes the Pasuk Alzos Yispalil Kol Chassid regarding this. Every righteous person will daven. Elecha Le'es Mitzo, regarding something that they will need, something that they will encounter. In other words, they will daven in advance of the need. There's a very amazing statement from the Yalkut Shemoni regarding Moshe Rabbeinu. We know that we always study Moshe's life because Moshe Rabbeinu, he's our teacher. Even a failing in his life is worthy of comment. So the Yalkut says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was declared, when he hit the rock, not to be able to enter Eretz Yisrael, so he didn't daven right away to revoke the decree. According to the Medrash, Moshe said, I was able to revoke many decrees in the past. I'll deal with this when I need to. And he waited for a while before it was time for him to actually want to enter Eretz Yisrael, and then he started davening what we saw in last week's parsha, V'eschanan el Hashem, I davened hundreds of tefillahs to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Medrash says that a primary reason that Moshe was not answered is because he didn't daven in advance of the need. He waited, in the perception of the Medrash, almost carelessly, until the time when he would need it. And he should have davened right away, because this is going to be a pressing need. And that's one of the nuances that we study in Moshe Rabbeinu, our Rebbe Moshe, that it's proper to daven well in advance. So Omer Rabbi Chanina says an example of this is, Le'es Mitzo, something that you would need, Zu Isha, a wife, a spouse. You may not need it at the time that you're davening. You're younger, you're not even dating yet. But you will need this. In order to get through life properly, you're going to want to have a life partner, and you should daven early. Shene'emar, as the Pasuk says, Matza Isha Matza Tov. A person finding a wife, finding good, is called Matza. It would indicate, even if a person davens on the day of a date, but he should be davening even on the day not of a date. Le'is mitzo, for when I will need this tefillah, it's almost like putting the tefillah in the bank account. The Gemara is going to give other examples of this le'is mitzo davening in advance, but before we do that, we digress on this topic of a wife. The beginning of the next line, B'ma'arava, in the west, if you're in Bavel in Babylonia and you talk about the west, you're referring to Eretz Yisrael. So this is wisdom of Israel. Kinosiv inish itza, when a person would marry a wife, Amri lehachi, they would talk to the chassan with the following witty comment. Matza o motze, have you found, or are you finding? And this little play on words is our digression, because we were referring to this, to something that you will find, you will need. So, found or finding? Matzah, did you find your spouse? Tichsiv matzah isha matzah tov. If you find your wife, you found goodness. That's a good thing. Vayofek ratzon me Hashem, blessing from Hashem. Motze, or are you finding? Dichsiv, o motze ani marmi moves es ha'isha, I am finding bitter, more bitter than death, the woman. One of those very provocative statements about men-women relationships. I am finding more bitter than death, the relationship with a woman. What's the difference between found and finding? If a person is married and they're convinced that they found the right spouse, and then they hit bumps and difficulty, so they found the right person, let's work it out. That's tov. That's good. That's an ezer kenegdo, a helpmate that opposes you. The difference is, you work them out. If you're still finding, if you're still vague in whether this is the right person, so then that's what we call bungalow colony syndrome, where people sit around talking about someone else's spouse. So, she does this or that, and he does this or that, and you compare notes with other people, and you're wondering whether you really found the right spouse, because maybe if I would have taken somebody different, things would all be better. So that's more bitter than death. So you have a little play on words here as a digression. That's the blessing that we give a chosen and kala, kisamechecha yitzucha began Eden mikedem, that you should rejoice the way Adam and Chava in Gan Eden rejoiced. There was no doubt that they found the right spouse because they were the only husband and wife available. And that's the perception that a chosen and kala should have, that once the chuppah is done, that it's correct. And that's matzah isha, matzah tov, that's finding a woman, finding good. And the Gemara here is saying that you should ask for it in advance of the actual need. Continuing on the next line, Rabbi Nosson says, Le'es mitzor zu Torah. The thing that you should anticipate the need for is Torah. Torah might come smoothly at some points, but you know that eventually you're going to hit a brick wall, it's going to be difficult. When you have your breakthrough into Gemara, when you have your breakthrough into Rishonim, when you have your breakthrough into practical halacha, at some point it's going to be difficult. Daven in advance for those breakthroughs. Shenemar, ki motze matzachayim, those who find me found life. Again, the word motze is used in this context. So this is one of the things, le'es mitzo, to daven in advance for. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, le'es mitzo zumisa. A person davening in advance should daven for the way he will die. Because people do die eventually, and even though it's not right now, but you could daven in advance. Shenema lamoves totzaos, the root word of matzah is also used regarding death. Tanya nami hachi, and we indeed learnt that there are 903 different types of death, different types of misa. Skip a line. Kosha shebekulan askara. The worst one is a certain type of strangulation, certain type of illness. Nicha shebekulan, and the easiest one is neshika, is the kiss where Hashem presents himself and the neshama just craves coming to Hashem and moves smoothly out, the way Miriam, Moshe, Aaron all were nifter with misas neshika. Askara, what's so terrible about this strangulation type of death? Damya kichizur begavava de imra de la achore nishra. It's like thorns getting stuck in wool, where it's embedded and it makes a big mess as you try to disengage them. The soul from the body, it's not an easy prospect. Ve'ikad amri, others give an analogy, kipiture befi veshet, they used to stick a rope into the hull of a ship in order to seal it up, and obviously in order to seal up a hole in a ship, it has to be a perfect fit. So to wedge that rope into the hole, it was such a tight fit that it was like impossible to pull it in and out. And that's the description here of the difficult type of passing. Neshika, in contrast, a kiss, damya kemishcha benisa mechalva, is like pulling a hair from milk. Whatever the depth of the analogy is, but obviously it's a very easy thing to do. It's a very smooth pull. And that's neshika, where the soul is elevated and craves a relationship with Hashem. And when Hashem offers that relationship, the neshama goes easily, naturally. Rabbi Yechanan says, le'es mitzo zu kivura. The thing you should daven in advance for is kivura, is burial. Amr Reb Chanina Maikra, special pasuk, Hasmechim Elai Gil Yasisu Ki Yimtzu'u Kever. And that's something that we encounter if you participate in a levaya periodically. You realize what kind of siyata deshmaya goes in to the burial. The person is it's a tremendous mitzvah. The person can't repay you personally, and for people to participate is enormous. We had a particular levaya in Passaic where the gravediggers dug so big a hole and so deep a hole, never saw such a thing, and the ground was so enormously difficult to deal with. It was like cement, like total clay. Plus, it was a brutally hot day with very few people in attendance, comparatively speaking, just a minyan. And the amount of siyata deshmaya that we had, the amount of dedication that it took people to fill in the keva properly, without cutting corners, was enormous. And you saw right in front of you, le'is mitzo, to daven in advance for something that you're going to need. Amar Rabba bar Rav Shila nadami inshi, this is the expression, liboy inshi rachmi afila zibula basraisa shlomo, even the last shovel full of earth, everything should be peaceful. Rabbanim will tell you about brothers who argue in front of the open grave about their father, have an open family feud, the last shovelful should still be peaceful. And finally, Marzutra Malais Mitzozubi Sakise, Marzutra says that this refers to a bathroom. Amri B'ma'arava, the Marzutra Adifa Mikulu, what a depth of insight that the ability to get rid of waste is a tremendous blessing. You could daven for it in advance. Hashem's creation is wondrous. If you could just get rid of the waste that needs to be gotten rid of, Hashem created absolute miracles. Mafli la'asos. There's a beautiful story. A.J. Twersky recounts as a kid, he was sitting on his grandmother's lap, and she was very thoughtful. So he asked her, what are you thinking of? So she says, I'm thinking that you should get a good shidduch. I'm davening to Hashem. A few minutes later, precocious boy, he asks, what are you thinking of? She says, I'm thinking that you should have good children. A few minutes later, what are you thinking? I'm thinking that your children should have good shidduchim. That your children should have good children. And he went on with this exchange numerous times. And the message is, le'es mitzo, the things you can daven for well in advance. Tfilos in the bank, so to speak, and Hashem should listen to the tfilos litova. Have a wonderful day.